Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun. This is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, happy glamping Tuesday.
Hey there. It's pretty spectacular. I'm pretty happy. I'm in front of my roaring fire now in the wood stove. I got the heated mattress pad going. It's going to be beautiful. And it's a beautiful night out here in the Caledon area, which is mid Ontario, for those that want to know.
I am not jealous at all. Not jealous. Not one bit. For anybody who follows all of us on social media, you're seeing Georgette's beautiful picture. She is glamping, which is glamorous camping. Is that correct?
Yes,
the right term.
You are
there.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I was a Girl Scout. I went camping when I was younger. I've never seen anything like this in my life. It is absolutely beautiful. I'm not exaggerating. Go check out her pictures. I am so jealous. The colors, the scenery, the I want to say the resort she is at, which I know it's not a resort, but it really look. I've been to some resorts that don't look as nice as this. And best part of all of it, it's relaxing and peaceful nature outdoors, no stress, just you and this beautiful scenery. Just so awesome. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm at the back where they have the woods that belong to this farm. So it's on this big farm. And Thursday, I'm getting a goat. I get to go play with the goats for an hour and feed a baby goat. But tomorrow and tonight, if I want to, I can go walking in the woods, and they're just outside my tent, and it's amazing. So
awesome.
Fall colors
awesome.
Everywhere. So great.
Well, I'm stuck here, you know, in good old NOLA, and it's okay. Look, I'm not going to complain. It's been a little muggy. We had a little bit of rain come through this morning, and there's a cool front. So that's good that, you know, I can start cooking all those delicious recipes that I've been sharing online, lots of soup, chicken and dumplings, gumbo, all that good stuff. You know, to try to just, I guess, decompress, decompress from everything that's going on, especially with the Saints. Cause of course they delivered us another loss, and it is what it is. We are at we were talking this before the show. We are at the point where we're at acceptance right now. We know what's going on with this team. They're not winning, and it is what it is. And we hope for the best. We don't want any more injuries, but everything at this point, it's just kind of like lip service. Our new theme for the rest of this season is prove it, put your money where your mouth is. I know all the players are saying, you know, hey, we're going to get our swagger back. Dennis Allen gave them a couple days off, and that was a very unpopular decision amongst fans. They were not happy about him giving a couple days off, but he said he gave it to them to take a time to reset and recharge, which I hope that's what it was. I hope, you know, self-reflection. DeMario Davis gave a great speech to the media yesterday.
He did.
And, you know, I can't fault him because he's been doing his job. Unfortunately, the majority of the team hasn't. So we'll just see what happens. You know, we're not going to waste time. It is Halloween weekend here in New Orleans. We're playing the Raiders, which is going to be a fun game. They always show up, you know, they're passionate fans like Saints fans are. So there's going to be a lot of costumes and stuff, a lot of parties this weekend in New Orleans. We just had the crew of Boo last weekend, big parade, a lot of things going on, haunted houses, parties. So everybody that's going out and celebrating this wonderful festive weekend of Halloween in New Orleans, just be careful. And, you know, remember, hey, look, you know, we've got the Saints game at noon, and no matter what happens, just chalk it up to like, hey, let's roll to the next one. We've got Halloween Monday night, and that's what counts.
Yep. You know, it's so true. Listen, all I'm going to say about the game on Thursday night was that, and I hate that I'm going to say this, but we outscored them in offense. And if Andy Dalton's not tossing balls to the defense and getting them two pick sixes in a row, we would have won that game. And I hate that I have to say would have, we should have, but Andy making bad decisions, and I'm standing on this ground firm. He made bad decisions because he panicked before the half and he threw balls he didn't need to. He could have just run the clock out, let us go in at the half tied up. Who cares? And then come back out. And clearly we were ready to go out and ball out because we kept scoring and drove that score up. But it really irritates me that that happened. And you know what else irritates me, and I have to get it off my chest, is Dennis Allen coming back after the half. And when asked what he would do, what he told Andy to do differently coming out, nothing. I told him to keep doing what he's doing. D.A., bruh, what are you doing? Okay, I've had to let it go. Ain't nobody out there tackling. They're whiffing on tackles again. Is Tyrann Mathieu like in the game. I know he's got a lot going on in his personal life, and I have kept my slander to myself, but I've got concerns. I don't want to lose him, and I can't wait for Juice to come back, and I can't wait for MT to come back. And AK was very passionate. I need us to leverage Taysom more. Okay, I'm done. I can't, because it's the same story every week.
No, it is. We do. We sound like parents, and we say we weren't going to do this. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, we say the same thing every week. I know people are tired of it. We're tired of it. But I mean, the bottom line is, everybody's like, oh, the team's injured. We were injured last year. We had a record number of injuries, record number of starters. We're on our fourth string quarterback, Ian Book, on Monday Night Football against Miami Dolphins because we had so many players out with COVID and injuries. And we still managed to put together a winning season, and we're one game away from the playoffs. So I don't want to hear that. It's next man up. But when your starters who are making, you know, more money than we'll ever even, you know, think about seeing in our lifetimes, and they're not performing on the field, there's an issue. And it's the same thing every week. We're hearing the lip service and we're just tired of it. And like you had Dennis Allen saying what he said about, you know, hey, just, I want Andy to keep doing what he's doing. You should have been like, Sean would have been on that sideline and, you know, grabbing collars and smacking guys around and, you know, screaming in the locker room, flipping chairs, knocking things over. And there's just, we haven't seen the passion and fire. So let's just hope, like I said, you know, this week they recharge, reset, whatever Dennis wanted to call it, you know, it's reset. That's what I want to hope and say, that it's a reset, because again, we are now at the, we're at like the do or die point in this season. The NFC is so poor this year, and our division is so poor right now that we're literally, we're in fourth place in the NFC South and we're one game out of first place. So that's how crazy it is. We've got the Falcons, the Bucks, Panthers, and us. And we win, and guess what? We're right back in it.
I know.
So it's just nuts how, I know, how bad the conference is doing this year. So, this, I mean, we're still in it, but if we keep laying eggs every week, because at some point we're going to say, okay, look, that's it. You know, now you're just, you know, you're playing to win. It means absolutely nothing. And I know that I'm tired 8 weeks into this season. So moving on to more positive things. Mm-hmm. So you are glamping. You're in this beautiful, like, nature retreat. And okay, so like, I'm thinking about doing vacation. It's like, I'm thinking of going, you know, Nashville or going to Disney or to the beach or Vegas. How do you get into the thought process of, I want to go camping, but better get glamping?
Okay. So you're going to laugh at me, and that's totally cool. I saw them go glamping on a Real Housewives episode a couple of years ago, and they were all kind of teasing the organizer, like, what is this? Then when they all got there, they were like, oh, all right then. So I want to do and be outdoors, but I'm not very outdoorsy skilled. So for me to come out and pop a tent and do the things, it's not going to work. And then I'm just going to be stranded in the woods. So I started looking up whether glamping was a thing in southwestern Ontario where I live. And I started to see that this was a thing that places are setting up. So here at this particular location, it's a giant farm and they have all these woods, and they leveraged the woods and cleared three spots, and they're well separated from each other and lit up with all these fairy lights. So you have, it's, you know, very easy to get around, and they set up like a fire station so that you can have, you know, a fire outside your tent. They put up these prospector tents on platforms and then, you know, wired them with power and put wood stoves in them so that you can be warm. And the king size bed has a mattress pad that heats.
I know, that's what the, I'm, when so I think awesome. Of camping, I think of, you know, a sleeping bag on the floor.
Yes. And so, and then every single tent here, all three of them, they have their own little outdoor kitchen with an outdoor barbecue.
I saw that. I love running, that on the porch. Oh my gosh.
And running water. You know, they have compostable toilets, and then they have outdoor showers and outdoor baths. And it's all very private, and it's, I'll take pictures and post them of the night so that you can see how well lit it is. It's just beautiful. And they bring you continental breakfast in the morning, and they'll come and fix anything in your tent for you, like lame-o over here could not start the wood stove. So they got it going for me. And now I know what I'm doing. It's just, it's peaceful. It's quiet. It's in the woods. You're separate. You're with nature, but you still have some comforts for someone like me who's not well-skilled to be able to enjoy myself and not be afraid.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Love it. I think that is a really unique thing. And I think it's cool because, you know, we all need to decompress. We all need to mm-hmm. just get away from work, home, stresses of being a Saints fan. Just everything. Yep. And so to be one with nature and the peace and quiet, you're forced, you know, to take it all in. And I know, like, when we used to go fishing a lot on the boat, like, I had my phone with me, obviously, but mm-hmm. it forced me to put it down and look around at my surroundings and take pictures and go fishing. And yeah, I'm not an outdoorsy person either, but I loved going fishing. I really did enjoy it. I like nature and I love taking photographs as well. So it was a good time to just kind of get away. And, you know, you had to put the technology down. That's a good thing and bad thing. Like, today, you know, we have cell phones and we're so accessible to be able to do things and work mobily and all, but we're relying on it. So it's like, we don't want to put it down. And because what are we going to miss? I applaud you for, first of all, doing that. And it's such a beautiful area. So it seemed really, really fun and nice. And this weather, we're at that turning point, getting ready to mm-hmm. hit the 1st of mm-hmm. November, which especially here, because it's so hot and humid, but also there's so many awesome things going on. I mean, like I was mentioning before with Halloween week, New Orleans is such a mystical, fun city anyway. And, you know, we've got the voodoo tours and cemetery tours mm-hmm. and things like that goes on all year round. It doesn't have mm-hmm. to be Halloween for you to be able to do that. You can actually go to the ghost tours and the voodoo tours in the French Quarter all year round. But during Halloween, they really amp that up. So, I mean, like, we can have, like, haunted car washes for you to take your little ones if you don't want to bring them into, you know, this, because some of the haunted houses, they're very elaborate. Like mm-hmm. Mardi Gras, they plan these all year. They prep for them all year, just, you know, for the season. But I mean, you don't want to take your kids to the mortuary. I was a shock. Yes. You don't want to take your kids there. So mm-hmm. they have, like, you can go to haunted car washes, have haunted car washes. And it's really cute and fun for the little ones and they don't get scared. But for me, it's like, personally, I love seeing little kids in their costumes and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, trick or treating. Cause I remember when I was little, but then it's cool too, because you see teenagers are known for not going outdoors like we did when we were younger.
Right.
But you see them outside too, trick or treating, which is really fun. And the neighborhoods come together and all. And I have fond memories when I was little growing up. My mom would do Bob for apples and it was like almost like a block party where I grew up. So I love all of that. But I mean, it ties into just everything here in New Orleans that's going on. And then, you know, we've got a lot of festivals coming up, which we'll talk about on the next couple of shows because they're coming mm-hmm. up in November, which some of them are postponed. Some of them are just normally scheduled in November, but it's just a great time. So if you're planning a trip to New Orleans, I highly recommend that you do it over the next couple of weeks because the weather is going to be absolutely beautiful. If you want to tie in an LSU game who are actually playing really well, or mm-hmm. Tulane, or shout Tulane. Out to the Green Wave, who are playing really well and they're bowl eligible and ranked for the first time since like the 90s. Or if you want to just go ahead and see a Saints game and just, you know, go. Hope for the best, you can do that too. Mm-hmm. Like, there is really no place like the Superdome.
That's what I was going to say. And that's what I tell my friends, that despite how we're playing, honestly, there are no better fans to watch a football game. Sorry, Bills Mafia. There are no better fans than the Houdat Nation. They just make it so much fun.
Yeah, we really do. And I will tell you mm-hmm. this, I know like our arch rivals and enemies are the Atlanta Falcons, but I have seen it with and witnessed it with my own eyes. Like, they are our enemies. And the minute they walk out the door, you know, you're the bars and the restaurants on Bourbon Street. And I'm mm-hmm. seeing Saints fans and Falcons fans buying each other drinks and, you know, just laughing and cutting up. And I mean, I know it's a shocker for people to hear that, but that's the honest truth. Like, you're our enemy. You know, we joke online and stuff like that. But I mean, in the real world, New Orleans is one of the most hospitable cities. So if you want to take a quick vacation over the next couple of weeks, you know where to find us online. We'll give you all the tips and all the pointers and all the little hidden gems and recommendations for some good places to eat. Because I know if you've been following me over the last couple of weeks, you've been seeing all my articles with some of the delicious recipes. And those are just the things that I personally cook at home because I'm Italian and from New Orleans and I love to cook. But I will definitely tell you all the places to hit up in the city. Unfortunately, if you come here like on a Thursday, Friday and stay a couple of days, you're not going to get to hit them all in. But the good thing is, guess what? That's an excuse for you to plan a trip in the spring and come on back and have a good time. So if you want to hit us up and talk about anything, whether it be fall festivals, the Saints, LSU, Tulane, glamping, if you've ever done it, please let us know. I'm Tina at The NOLA Girl on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can hit up our Floors Truly account on Twitter at Floors Truly Pod and Floors Truly Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And Georgette, you can tell everybody where they can come find you and see these gorgeous pictures, or if they want to chat as well.
Absolutely. You can peep my pictures from the glamping at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And I hope Evan has a fabulous Halloween weekend. And we will see you next Tuesday on Floors Truly. Happy Halloween and boudet.
Happy Halloween and boudet.